All right, so we're going to talk about Ronda Rousey's book, My Fight, Your Fight. Stick around. We will be right back. Hey, you peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we're going to be going over a book that shares the story of the successful and quite accomplished Ronda Rousey. As always, we are going to cover this in a quick and dirty style. And for those that are unfamiliar with Ronda Rousey, well, she is an American professional wrestler, actress, author, former mixed martial artist, and judoka. This week we're going to be going over some of the points that she makes in her book, My Fight, Your Fight. After becoming the first American woman to earn an Olympic gold medal in judo, she began working in mixed martial arts. Her first MMA fight was actually August 6th of 2010. She worked her way from the early fights of King of the Cage, then to Strikeforce, and then finally to the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. In 2012, she became the first female fighter to sign with the UFC. She defended her championship title six times from 2014 to 2017. She made sporadic appearances on the WWE, and in 2018, she signed a full-time contract. She also appeared in The Expendables 3, Fast and Furious 7, and Mile 22. One thing is for sure, she is one tough lady. One of the points that she makes in her book is that limitations, they actually become opportunities. When she was in a judo match at 16 years old, she actually tore her ACL. And you know what? Her doctor told her that she's not going to be able to fight for 6 months. She was pretty upset about this, as anyone would be, right? Well, her mother actually encouraged her to start working on other parts of her body to strengthen them. When she wasn't able to do as much work standing, she started working more on her grappling. She spent a whole year doing mat work and did thousands of arm bars. If you've seen her fights, you know that she can get these from about every possible angle and position. The underlying lesson from this is that every negative thing in her life can be turned into a positive if you're willing to change your perspective. Once you've conquered the worst things that can happen, there's no need to fear. The fight is yours to win. That's what Ronda Rousey said. Another example would be that she broke her right hand and started focusing on her left hand. And now she has got one mean left hook. Before one of her fights, she had stitches in her foot. She knew that if the fight went on for a while, that it could start to bleed and start to hurt. So she knew that nothing's ever going to be perfect. So she had to go out there and basically end the fight really quickly. She ended that fight in under 30 seconds. She stated that at the end of a failed move is always the beginning of the next move. The best way to understand this is from our earlier example of an armbar. If you've watched her fights, you probably noticed that she may go for the armbar, then the opponent may move, then she goes for it at a different angle. The opponent may flip her over into some upside down angle and she'll just start right from there. Then they move and it's not time to get all frustrated and give up. Just look at it as they move to this other armbar position. Life is the same way. If something doesn't work, how can you work or pivot to make it work? If you don't know, create something new or find a way to overcome it. Your circumstances don't define your feelings. You do. She gives us an example I think we can all kind of relate to. Let's say that you're at work in your cubicle or your office. It's Friday, and after work, you're leaving to go to a beautiful beach for 2 weeks. How do you feel? You're excited, right? The thing is, it's the same office or cubicle it was a few weeks ago when you weren't too happy right there at work. Same circumstances, right? What's different? The only difference is the way that she looked at it. Her final point is, this is my situation, but it is not my life. She discussed how after the Olympics, she bought a car, ended up getting into an altercation with her mother, and basically ended up sleeping in her car. She then ended up finding a 12 by 12 apartment and worked as a bartender to pay for the bills. She told herself that this was her situation, but it was not her life. I would imagine some of you watching this can probably relate to this. Are you in a job that maybe you don't like? Why, while you're maybe working towards a bigger or longer term goal? After her time in the small apartment, she discussed working multiple jobs while training. She was working so much that she fell asleep while driving and actually hit another car. She felt really alone, but she told herself that this is just part of her biography.